Proclamation number 3312 of 29th of October, 1944. Faithful Congregation. Faith Power. A believing congregation can be a great blessing in the midst of unbelievers, for if it lifts out the Word of God and God's promises are fulfilled in it, the believers will be a living example of Christ's teaching of love and at the same time proof of the truth of His Word, which will also enable the unbelievers to come to faith if they are of good will. And this believing congregation is Christ's church through which His Word is spread, for anyone who lives by faith, who fulfills the divine commandments, thus who takes Christ's teaching of love as the guiding principle of his life, will also try to persuade his fellow human being to do the same. He will hold the Word of God up to him, he will preach love to him, he will try to strengthen his faith and try to incorporate him into Christ's church, the community of believers, in order to win his soul for the kingdom of God. He will thus work for the kingdom of God. And thus a believing congregation can have a very beneficial effect and also prepare fellow human beings for the coming battle of faith. It can provide them with the evidence of the strength that lies in faith and the rich knowledge that a life of love brings to people, and thereby they will be stimulated to cultivate faith and love, and thereby strengthened and thus able to offer resistance if the battle of faith also approaches them. One person will have to lift himself up from the other, and the believer will also muster the strength to be a support for the weak believers. And a believing congregation will stand like a bulwark against the onslaught of the world, of faithless people. For the Word of God imparts great strength to the believers. The divine will is proclaimed to people through the Word of God. Christ's teaching of love is conveyed to them. And anyone who fulfills God's will by living in love will also be permeated by God's strength, and God's strength is insurmountable. Thus the believer can face the coming time without worry and also impart strength to those who join the congregation in the will to do what is right before God. The believer will not lose his faith, for whatever spiritual knowledge he possesses which corresponds to the truth he will never ever give away, and this spiritual knowledge has also earned him a profound faith which is now alive, i.e., which carries out works of love through which the human being's spiritual knowledge will increase ever more. Such faith will be unshakable and therefore also remain in the final battle. Many weak believers will be strengthened by it and unbelievers will change and come to faith, because the strength of faith will be revealed if profound believers request it in order to provide their fellow human beings with the evidence that the Word of God is truth and deserves fullest faith. Amen.